This message is titled Be a Joseph. Matthew chapter 1 mentions the crisis faced by Joseph when Mary was found with child before their marriage. And on studying how Joseph, a just man, handled this crisis, Pastor explains what to do when you face a crisis in your life.
Scripture, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The 19th verse, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought in these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Are you glad for God's word? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Title the message, Be a Joseph. Look at somebody and say, Be a Joseph. Amen. Be a Joseph. Amen. Joseph, that very word means he will add. How many of you believe that God will add something to your life? Even I prophesy it over you this afternoon. When you walk out of this place, may you know that something from the heavens has been added on to your life that you never had before. Let there be a prophetic mantle that is added on to some of you sitting here. Some of you, an adding up of a certain gift of the Holy Spirit into your life. If you are receiving it, thank you. Say, thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together. Thank the Lord one more time. May you receive something that comes from God added into your life even this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Joseph was engaged to Mary. In a Jewish marriage, the boy and the girl will meet. And if they spend time and if they like each other, then they get engaged. And the engagement is as strong as a marriage in Jewish culture. So if you're engaged, it's almost like you're married. In our place, if the boy goes to meet the girl and the girl will bring a cup of chai, and the guy has to drink the chai, that's how it goes in our culture. But in the Jewish culture, it's not chai. The girl will actually bring wine. And if you really, really like the guy, or if you really like the girl, the guy is supposed to drink the whole cup. So even if the wine is bad, if you like the girl, you gotta drink the whole cup. And then it is a sign that you have liked that person, and then the engagement takes place. Hallelujah. Amen. Now Joseph was engaged to Mary, but before the marriage, suddenly Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant. That's what you call a crisis. It's never happened before and it'll never happen again. A virgin giving birth, but it's a crisis. The girl that you are going to get married to is suddenly pregnant. It is what I call a full-blown crisis. What do you do? Look at the predicament that Joseph is in. He's a young man. what you do when something of a crisis comes in your life. That's a subtitle. Or vellupuligal malayalathil varumbol endu cheyyum. What do you do? Can you share this with anybody? Four or five things that Joseph did. Joseph, when he found out Mary was pregnant, did not go to somebody for an advice. What do I do about this? Somebody help me. Who is the greatest pastor here? Who is the counselor in the city? Who is the rabbi? Who is the man of God that I can go to? Please help me. What do I do? He could have, but he didn't. He could have gone to his parents. He could have gone to her parents. He could have gone to his friends. But the Bible says Joseph was a righteous man. And the first thing that he did, which most of us don't do, is that he sat back and took time to think. Matthew chapter 1. And while he thought on these things, 19th verse, was minded, thought on these things. He began to think. Many a time when you go through a crisis, it doesn't matter what it is, which you can't tell anybody in your life, and time and again you will go through it. One of the simplest things that you can do is get into a room, sit and just think. Just take time to think. Look at somebody and say, just take time to think. Just think. Just sit and think. You find this quality in Isaac. The Bible says, when Rebekah was brought to Isaac, Isaac was in the field, Genesis 24:60, and he was meditating. In other words, he was in deep thought. That's what one version says. He was in deep thought. Time and again, it doesn't matter if it's a financial crisis, whether it is a relational problem, whether it is something, just imagine. What you do, real crisis, your engaged girl is pregnant. The girl that you're supposed to get married is pregnant. What do you do? Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, think. May God give you brain, holy brain. May God give you wisdom. May God give you meditation power that comes from the Holy Spirit. You can get out of any crisis if you will sit in the presence of God and meditate and just think. The solution will come to you. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still in the presence of God and think. Second thing, quality that he had was he didn't say this to anybody. A sign of spiritual maturity is not in your ability to say, but in your ability to be silent. When there is a crisis, sometimes when there is a crisis, you panic, you want to speak about it. Oh my God, doctor gave me a medical report like this. Oh, somebody help me. My God, this pastor pray, that counselor pray, this man pray. As if you keep saying that, it's going to bring about some deliverance to your life. Many a time I thought strong people are people who know how to speak their mind. But strong people I've realized in spiritually are people who can be still and keep still and keep silent and trust in the Lord. If you are one strong person like that, lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Let the grace of God enable you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, it says, even the foolish man, when he keeps silence, he'll be thought as wise. Are you with me? You're going through some crisis and everybody is making a racket and beating their chest and all that. And even the foolish man, if he keeps still and quiet, people think, my God, this guy's got everything. They will think he is wise. That's what the book of Proverbs says. See, even if you are a fool, it is more wiser to be still and silent. See, in this problem of Joseph, if Joseph, whatever he did would have got him in trouble. If he said, listen, I don't know how this happened, to the people, to the elders, Mary would be stoned to death according to the law of Moses. Are you with me? But look at her. I find something. Joseph is called a righteous man. And the Bible says he desired for the safety of Mary. Can you imagine that? So secretly he thought of, അതായത് എന്നാ കല്യാണം എന്ന് ചോദിക്കുമ്പോൾ ഓ ഇച്ചിരി ഫൈനാൻഷ്യൽ പ്രോബ്ലം ഉണ്ട്, കുറച്ച് നാളും കൂടെ കഴിഞ്ഞിട്ടേ ഉള്ളൂ കല്യാണം. ബിക്കോസ് യു ഡോണ്ട് വാണ്ട് പീപ്പിൾ ടു, യു ഓപ്പൺസ് ഹിസ് മൗത്ത് ആൻഡ് സേ കഴിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെന്ന് തോന്നുന്നില്ല, ആ പെണ്ണ് വിചാരിച്ച പോലെയല്ല. ട്രബിൾ. വൈ ദ ഡിലേ? ഒച്ചിരി സമയത്തിന് താമസം. അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഐ എം സേയിങ്? ബിക്കോസ് സീക്രട്ട്ലി ഹി വാണ്ടഡ് ടു ഹൈഡ് വാട്ട് മേ ബി ഹി തോട്ട് ആസ് സംബഡി എൽസസ് മിസ്റ്റേക്ക്. സംതിങ് ഹാസ് ഹാപ്പൻ ടു മേരി. ഷീസ് ഗോട്ട് എ ബേബി ഇൻ എ വൂം ആൻഡ് ദിസ് ഗൈ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ടച്ച്ഡ് ഹർ. ആർ യു സ്റ്റിൽ വിത്ത് മീ ടുഡേ? A sign of righteousness and maturity is when you see somebody's mistake, whether it be in your family, whether it be in the church, whether it be with somebody else, to cover that mistake in prayer. Are you with me? It's a sign of spiritual maturity. That is what Noah did. Noah's son Shem did. When Noah was naked, he was drunk. He lay there naked. Is it a good thing, Noah? You getting drunk and lying naked? It's not a good thing. Is it a holy thing? Can Pastor Noah get drunk and lay naked? Obviously not. But Shem and Japheth, they took the garment, walked with their back towards the nakedness and covered the nakedness of their father. But Ham, he said, hey, look at my father, naked. We all thought this guy is a spiritual man and we were looking up to him. He was such an example. Look what he's done. And the Bible says, God cursed the generations of Ham. Look at somebody and say, when you find a mistake, cover it. Are you with me? Amen. The fourth thing Joseph did was she wanted her to have a future. There is a saying, adhyam snehikkunnavarana adhyam vazhakkundakkunnu parayum. People who love the most sometimes end up the most bitter or angry. I mean, Joseph could have got bitter and angry. Listen, I am engaged to this girl. I drank the whole cup of wine. I put that ring. We were WhatsApping and calling almost every day. And look what's happened. But he took a risk for Mary to have a future. Are you with me? He thought about that child also. And he said, let that child also have a future. That is called taking a risk or able to handle pain. He went through that pain, but he said, let them have a future. That's why the Bible says, forgive those who hurt you, who spitefully use you. Forgive them, bless them. Let them have a future. All that he has to do is open his mouth and say one word and stones will be thrown at that girl. People would actually think that Joseph actually is responsible for that child. Are you with me? But he took a risk. In other words, surrender to God. He gave himself up to God. When he gave himself up to God, God spoke to him personally. That's what the scripture says. God sent an angel and said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary. How many of you know, no matter what the crisis you go through, if you will surrender to God, if you will really surrender to God and seek His face, even these days God can send an angel across to you and speak to you and reveal to you the truth, and He can send forth His word from heaven. Come on, church, if you believe that, lift your hand and say amen to that. Things we can't normally, intellectually, logically understand, God can speak. Things we can't figure out, God can speak. Hey, there has to be something. How can Mary be pregnant? And she says, it's of the Holy Ghost. Really? There can't be a fire without a spark. Something has to be there. Something has to be there. Something has to be there. And that has to be revealed by God. And when you surrender to God, no matter what your crisis in life, when you pray, when you seek His face, God will send His word. God will send His angel. And God sent His angel and spoke to Joseph. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for angelic intervention. Open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for angelic intervention. Amen. What did God do? God sent an angel and said to Joseph, Joseph, you can be in the future plan of God. Do not be afraid to take her. You shall name him Jesus, for he will forgive his people of their sin. You can even raise him up. You can hold this baby. You can walk with this baby. You can teach him how to be a good carpenter. You can teach him. You can raise him up. Joseph, you trusted my word and you can be a part of my bigger plan. You can be the best husband, the best father. You can get the award for that if you will trust that my plan. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You can actually carry the Savior. You can actually feed him. You can actually take care of him. You can be in the master plan of God. If you will surrender in your uncertainty, in your crisis, if you will surrender to God, God will make you a part of his master plan for your life. If you understood that, put your hands together, bless the name of Jesus. Raka, you can't figure it out with your head, but you can trust him and he can reveal his plans to you. But if you scheme and if you do things otherwise, yeah, you're righteous, but if you begin to do things your own way, you will find that you're cut away from God's plan. But Joseph, you surrender to me and kings will come to your house. Kings will come. Gold and silver and frankincense and myrrh will come to your house. Yeah. Somebody receive that this afternoon. Let there be supernatural provision and breakthroughs coming into your life in the name of Jesus. Surrender and submit to God. Hear from God and provisions will come. Kings will come. Joseph, you surrender to my plan. You seek my face, listen to my voice. And every plan and snare of Herod, you will figure it out. Are you with me? Herod sought to kill the baby, sought to destroy that family. But can you imagine? A carpenter from Nazareth called Joseph, because he was surrendered to God and because he was a righteous man, God would send forth an angel and say, don't go this way with your family. Take another route. Go into Egypt, for Herod has decided to kill the child. But I am sending you into a different way altogether. God will show you a different way. He will not allow the enemy to outsmart you. He will not allow the enemy to defeat you or destroy you. If you receive that, say amen to that. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Kings couldn't touch his hair. Kings couldn't touch his family. Raka, it doesn't matter who the people of influence are and power are. Nobody will be able to touch you when you are surrendered to Jesus Christ. No weapon that's fashioned against you shall prosper. Oh, somebody make a joyful noise unto the Lord this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And more than anything else, Joseph, angels will come. Angels will come. Are you with me? Amen. So be like a Joseph. When you go through crisis, when you go through things that you cannot figure out, think. Are you with me? Just sit and think. Know when to speak, when to be silent. Try to protect, cover the mistake of somebody else. Think about the future of the other person. And surrender to God. Then you will come into the plan of God. Are you with me? Are you with me this afternoon? Blessed be the name of Jesus. Joseph was a righteous man. Let's close our eyes in prayer. The best award for the best father this afternoon goes to Joseph. The best award for the best husband. Can you imagine that? He married her and kept himself away from her till she gave birth to Jesus. They had their honeymoon 1 year later after the baby was born. and had more sons and daughters. Best father, best husband, knew the timing, the right timing, in the right place. Joseph did that which was right before God. Let's close our eyes in prayer this afternoon and trust God to give us the nature and the characteristics that righteous Joseph exhibited in the New Testament in our lives. Amen. Some things that you cannot say to anybody, lay it at the feet of Jesus. Surrender God, surrender to God. Surrender to Jesus. Would you either stand up or kneel down? If there is anybody here going through a crisis where you feel that what you're going through, you cannot speak about it to anybody, it might be something that is just too deep. Would you lift your hands? I want to pray with you this afternoon. Yes. Surrender to the Lord. Let that burden be lifted up from you. Let heaviness be lifted up from you. Let that burden roll away from you. Learn from righteous Joseph in a crisis in his life, how the angels of God intervened, how God spoke and told him, do not be afraid. So even this afternoon, let every fear depart out of your soul. Let every fear depart out of your soul. Let every burden, every confusion break out of your life. Let the wisdom of God come upon you. Let the grace of God come upon you. Let God's angel come forth for you. Speak to you. Certain things you cannot even speak with anyone. You're going through it. You cannot even say it to anyone. You cannot say it to your family. You cannot say it to your friends. You cannot even say it in the church. You cannot say it to your pastor. You cannot go say it to anybody, but you're carrying it. Lay it at the feet of Jesus this afternoon. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. May God give you victory through that crisis. May you come into the bigger plans of God. Father, I pray for your children this afternoon who would be going through a crisis. Let that burden roll away. Let that fear depart. Let that yoke be destroyed. Let the blessing of God come over your children. Bring them out of every snare of the enemy. Let no principality or power or rulership or authority ever deceive them, Father. Let them come through victorious in the name of Jesus, into their inheritance, into their blessing. Just like you gave Joseph wisdom and angelic intervention to escape from King Herod's plans, oh God, may there be supernatural interventions for your children to escape for their family's sake. Then they be enjoy the blessing of God. I speak divine breakthrough and blessing. I rebuke everything that is not of yours away from their life, and I release them into the peace of God, into the blessing of God. Bless and keep them. Uphold them by the power of your right hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your mouth and say, Jesus, you are my wisdom. I receive you into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Like Joseph was instrumental for Jesus growing, Lord, let me be instrumental for your kingdom growing, for your church being built up, for your righteousness being displayed. Let me be instrumental, Lord. I surrender to you, Jesus. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I renounce every crisis that is man-made, that is diabolic, that is evil in nature. I renounce it. I lay it at the feet of Jesus. It shall have no authority or hold over my life. I am sanctified by the blood of Jesus, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am freed by the blood of Jesus to be a priest and a king for the glory of God. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Bless his name. Glorify his name. He's the glory and the lifter up of your head. Let supernatural provision and blessing come into your life. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Let your hand of blessing be over your people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.